Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
That's good stuff. You know what wasn't good stuff? Let's get back to the Avs for a second. You were asking me a little bit earlier if I felt like it was really important for the Avs to head into the All-Star break on a high note, and tomorrow against St. Louis, they play here tomorrow, puck drop locally at 1 o'clock, after they butchered the game last night against Anaheim. I mean, it was a butchering, unlike we've seen in a little while. I know they've had some bad losses, but you don't give up a multiple goal lead. I mean, they got outscored 4-0 in the final 30 minutes of the game to a team that's trying to lose. They're trying to tank. There's a couple of teams. Remember you talked about the Chicago game where they had the team meeting, Derek? There's a couple of teams here in the NHL that are trying their best to tank as hard as they can because there's a generational prospect that's going to go number one overall this year who's a star. So that's what that's
going
to go
for. The guy from France?
No, a guy from Canada. His name's Connor Bedard. The kid is a freak.
I'm thinking about basketball.
You're thinking about Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
It's happening in the NBA, too.
Right.
Yeah, there's generational talent coming up through both of those. What do you think, by the way? We just had Matt Moore of the Action Network, our Nuggets insider, on. What do you think about the Nuggets more or less standing pat?
I don't know. I fell asleep during that segment. You didn't know what you were getting into when you signed up for this, did you?
No, I knew exactly what it was. I listen to you guys all the time, man. That's my job. Be ready at a moment's notice.
Stay ready. Hey, stay ready. So I've got to get ready.
That's my motto in life.
Listen, there's somebody in text line saying that Wolf doesn't want to put in the work like over-the-counter hunters. He just pulls out his checkbook. No, bud. If I tell my wife, hey, guess what? I'm going to be up in Kremlin for all of September, and I'm not going to see a single elk. She'll be like, that's a good idea for a hunting show. No, but no, that's not the case. I don't have the time to do that, all right?
Did we drop another F-bomb on the radio? I don't think
so. No, we didn't. They're liars.
They're liars. That's falsehoods. We're clean, right, KJ? It wasn't something that we...
No, this has been a good show. A clean show.
Two people are saying this. They're both lies.
Yeah, you're lies. I think they might have just heard something differently.
They're hearing things.
They are.
It was probably KJ.
I think it was. KJ was just in there silently on the producer's mic.
I'm telling you, dude, I am furious back here, so it probably was.
You're furious?
I am.
About?
Yeah. Fired up?
I'm totally joking.
Oh, you are? Oh, I thought We didn't disparage Russ during the show.
This has been a Russ-disparaging free show today.
Yeah.
I mean...
You better say
that's what happens when D-Max's not here.
I better hear a thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, did Russ piss in D-Max Cheerios? What's going on, man? I mean,
he hates him.
He hates the guy. He can pretend he doesn't. He does not like
him. He tries to be like, oh, okay, I can do it. But then, like, 2 minutes later,
He hates him.
Well, because he thinks he's the problem.
I know. I'm well aware. There's four problems. They got rid of the pinky. I know the lines by now.
Well, it all got started with this sound drop here.
I don't get nervous.
Ever since that day,
that was
it's
the turning
never
point.
Been the same. Yep.
You noticed a change.
He's making it personal. It's personal.
Oh, it's definitely personal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he just doesn't like the guy.
Not at all.
He's not a guy's guy. I get it.
In fact, D-Mac was so turned off by Sean Payton when he heard that Russ had contacted him, he was out on Sean Payton.
Yeah, he was out. He was high on Sean Payton.
I know.
Until he heard that.
Oh, Russ called him? No. No, can't have that.
Can't have them getting along.
Nope, they're too Hollywood.
They can't be buds.
Yeah, I got to tell you, look, I don't think Sean Payton has conducted this entire process all that well.
Terribly.
I mean, really. And I was being nice to Sean Payton. But I will say that if you're looking at resume and record and he was one of your top two candidates and he's still out there, here's my favorite argument, Derek. Everybody says, oh, well, Sean Payton's going to go back to TV, right? He's going to go back to Fox. He's making $10 million a year. By the way, you're listening to KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver. He's making $10 million a year at Fox, okay? You know,
I did drop an F-bomb.
Oh, you did? That's all right.
When I was talking about the cramps.
Nah, yeah, it's all right. Well, yeah, I didn't pick it up.
See, it just slides in there sometimes, you know what
just
I mean?
Sometimes.
It's just naturally.
Natural. It's
a natural one, though.
I'm pretty lucky that I haven't dropped one yet, but there's still time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a good hour.
You almost did it again right there.
But what do you guys want? You want me to be myself?
Yes,
you want me to be?
I love it. I love it. It's the FCC that doesn't love it all that much. Here's what
I say to the FCC?
Yeah, I do. So,
Suck it.
There's the report that Sean Payton's going to go back to Fox, right? $10 million a year because he's going to get a more desirable job next year. You've heard that, right? He'll get the Chargers job or the Rams job or the Cowboys job if it's opened up. You've heard that argument, right, Derek? All right.
I think what's going to happen here is if the Cowboys go and win another 12 games. They're going to win a Super Bowl. And then they don't. They're going to fire him. And then Dan Quinn's going to be the head coach.
I could see it, man. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense when you
Or if I'm Sean Payton, I'd just wait another year because that's his dream job.
Okay, so if Sean Payton is qualified for the Chargers, the Rams, the Cowboys, why is he not qualified to be the Denver Broncos head coach?
I think he is.
So why is he not getting the full court press? Harbaugh's gone.
Because they don't know really what they're doing here.
That's it.
And it's like, but here's the other thing. Do we really want to go, we made this mistake once.
We made it several times.
But I'm talking about recently.
We made it several times recently.
Yeah, well, with the quarterbacks.
Okay.
We got desperate. So we, you know, we're like, oh, we really love you, and we'll give you everything you want.
Right.
And that was a disaster.
You put on our uniform. You look great. Here's $150 million.
Oh, yeah. We look great at training camp. 0 for 12 in the red zone against our defense.
Did not look great at training camp. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that. So if that warrants a $250 million contract, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. So you were going to do the same thing with the coach? We're going to. Let's go buy the next shiny thing, right?
Do you think that's what
I don't think that these guys are impulsive. They're not impulsive.
I agree with you there.
So they're going to take their time, do their due diligence, which I love.
Me too.
I love that. I love that they haven't rushed into something.
Time is ticking. It's getting very close to the time. There are things to do here in the building. That's the only thing, is I look at Sean Payton, he's a culture builder, right? If you hired a guy like D'Amico Ryans, to me, you're hiring him in large part because of his connections. Oh, he's got Denver connections. He works for Kyle Shanahan, yada, yada. You're trying to copy and paste. I heard somebody, it's probably James. Love you, James, but it was probably James, who said he'll bring a little bit of what they got in San Francisco over here. Tell me when copy and pasting culture has worked in the NFL. It just hasn't that much. You look at what happens in New England every time an apple rolls off the Belichick tree and rolls right back to him. That you can't copy and paste culture. Look at here last year. Nathaniel Hackett tried to copy and paste the Packers culture onto Denver. Look at how well that turned out. Taking it easy in training camp. You know, jog throughs every third day. That's what we did last year for the Packers in the playoffs. We were all healthy in December. Broncos barely had a starter on the field by December this year. Copy and pasting culture doesn't work. You need a culture builder here if you're really going
to
turn things around.
Do your own thing.
Exactly.
Do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
What does the Denver Broncos culture look like?
Right now?
No, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. We need a coach that's going to come in here and say, here's the culture that I envision for you.
That's what I want. That's why I think.
And that's why I think Sean Payton's a terrible idea.
Really? You don't think he's a culture builder?
No.
No?
No.
Wow, that surprises me.
Not at this point of his career is what I'm saying.
Because you got to be hungry.
I don't think he's going to be hungry. You know what I'm saying?
You're right on that.
He's not going to have like his patience for the he's just going to let things be like, oh, whatever, I don't want to deal with that. You know?
So why is Shaw off the board?
I don't know. That makes no sense to me. I really thought that he was like a legit candidate.
I did too.
He might still be.
And look, everybody...
We don't know. I mean, there's a lot of...
You know, everybody points to his 14-28 record the last, you know, whatever, few seasons at Stanford or whatever it was.
Not great.
No, it's not great. But I'll tell you something else. Find me another one of these candidates that is perfect, that doesn't have any flaws. I don't know any of them. To me, if you're looking at a guy who's run a successful program, I mean, he's right up there. I know it's not at the NFL level, but he was an assistant for 8-9 years. I mean, he has far more qualifications than D'Amico Ryans does. Now, D'Amico Ryans, you may have a better vibe on. I get that, but are we going to go down this road again? Deja vu, here we are.
There's a texter that is begging for me to just call Jack Del Rio our next head coach. Begging. He said it so many times. He said, let's bring Jack Del Rio.
Yeah?
Jack Del Rio. Jack, Jack, Jack. And then he goes, Jack, 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 Jack. He wants Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio.
I love Jack Del Rio. Jack Del Rio brought me, is the reason I was even brought to Denver.
He's a mystery candidate.
He was
the
one, yeah.
He's a guy you would not have thought of.
But I think Wink could be a guy that they're looking at too.
Here's a tinfoil theory. You ready? I know you're a bit of a conspiracy theory guy. Am I right on that? You? Derek? Earth to Derek?
Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is.
I was just asking you about conspiracy theories in general.
Oh, yes.
You seem like...
Well, I'm a fact theorist.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Most of these things are
conspiracy
facts.
Conspiracy is insulting.
The conspiracy theorists are way ahead right now.
Here's a tinfoil theory, I should say, from the text line from
Bay. The CIA literally admitted to being involved in the assassination of a president.
On the text line, our tinfoil theory, Sean Payton is purposefully lowering his stock so the Saints can demand less picks. That's the holdup with him, getting a job right now.
I think that is the holdup for sure.
You think he's trying to bring down his own price?
No, but I think you're right about the holdup. The holdup is
the price.
It's the price you got to pay in picks.
The draft pick
compensation. It's not the cash. They got the cash.
Yeah, the cash is no problem.
Cash. We got cash. They're like, well, then we need picks. And we're like, well, we don't got those.
So let's talk about the picks. Nobody else.
It's not worth giving them up.
So hold on, though. No one else is in the market for Sean Payton right now, as we know. Maybe Arizona.
Come on.
Maybe Arizona. Right, but as far as we know, he doesn't want to interview with the Colts. I don't think he's even taken an interview with the Colts.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go to Indy.
Right, so Carolina's off the board. We thought that Carolina was a good landing spot for him, but they're gone. They're gone. He was in Arizona 8 hours, then left their facility and tweeted at the Broncos. So now what? I mean, so now what? Is it really still a mid to late first rounder?
If I was you know what they should have been doing the last 2 weeks?
I'll give you 2/3.
Hold on. You know what the owner should have been doing the last 2 weeks?
What's that?
Finding a new GM.
I couldn't agree with you more. If there's any bigger indictment of George Payton than the fact that we are where we are right now with this coaching search, the Broncos having to regroup, and now there's mystery candidates after they've been doing a coaching search for damn near, a month already, Derek? I mean, they fired Hackett. They had the press conference December 27th. Here we are a month later, and we're looking at mystery candidates. I mean, this is a mess, and it's George Payton's fault. I don't know why he's in the building. I really don't.
I don't get it.
I really don't. Look at Arizona.
I don't get it. He must have been in their ear all season long.
Oh, you know it.
Threw Hackett under the bus.
Yeah.
He's like, just not Russ.
Yeah.
It's Hackett.
Yeah. Come on, it's just Nate.
It's that.
Yeah, he's got no idea what he's doing.
He's got bad coaches. He needs a babysitter. Let's get him a babysitter, Jerry.
Right. Hey, did you hire that guy? No. We got Rosberg here now. Don't worry about who hired
him. Listen, I hired him to try to get Aaron Rodgers, and it didn't work, and so.
That's what it is. That's the only way you can explain away Hackett. I wondered what the reaction would be between and the dynamic between Penner and Payton during the Dan Quinn interview, because that had to be interesting. It either went one of two ways. No, George, we get it. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for coming. Right? It was either that way or was it, George, what were you doing? This guy's great. But apparently not. They didn't have enough interest in Dan Quinn. I'm very confused. And I'll tell you, this is where I'm very confused. The character and the quality of head coaching candidates that they started with compared to where we're at now. I mean, we're talking about mystery men. Hit us with that Austin Powers if you got it. I mean, just to get the brain, you know, just churning here. People say teams aren't impressed with Sean Payton. This is why you cannot hold stock in this
interview
process.
Why wouldn't you be impressed with a guy that leaves your facility and then tweets another team?
Right. Bring down just a hair. So, someone said, how about this? Troy Calhoun. Air Force. Nope.
No. Stop.
John Fox, round two?
No.
No?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't think... If I'm John Fox,
I'm reading the text line's idea here for mystery men candidates. Because at this point, I mean, who knows? Somebody says we need Nick Saban. You go throw a bunch of money at jolly old St. Nick? How much money you think it takes to pry Nick Saban from Alabama?
Dude.
$50 million a year? You think he's turning that down?
You think he's leaving there?
Hey, what about Marvin Lewis?
I don't think there's a number that could do it.
No chance.
What's he make now?
What's that guy's name?
He's like the highest paid coach, right, in college?
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't even think it's 20. I don't think so. Look that up if you have a second, whoever's in that room.
Look it up right now.
He's definitely the highest paid coach, but it's not even close. Because I think Jimbo might have even got more money than Saban. At Texas A&M. That's what I think.
This year he made almost 11.
You know, somebody bringing up Eric Bieniemy. Look, I mean, if he's interviewed with half the league at this point in time.
Hasn't got a job yet. There's a reason.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for him. Hate to say it.
Man, I really want to get into one of those interviews sometime. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the guy I do think they should interview if they're interviewing mystery candidates that were not on the list. If you are ready to hire D'Amico Ryans, who's barely coached in the NFL, do the same thing. Look at Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator from the New York Giants, who was Mahomes' right-hand man since 2017, mm-hmm. since pretty much Mahomes started out. And the one thing we know is that Mahomes and Bieniemy have a very, you know, fire and brimstone relationship. They don't necessarily see eye to eye all the time.
Well, how would you feel if your quarterback was think about the stuff he does. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do things that normal people can do.
Of course.
Like, normal quarterbacks aren't completely parallel to the ground and like 3 inches off the ground and complete pass.
But wouldn't you love that? Because your play was about to blow up, but here comes Mahomes to save
makes you
your
look
ass.
Great as a coordinator.
Right, right.
But I'm sure that probably gives Bienemy some anxiety. You know?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Because coaches
sure does.
Are control freaks. Like, they love control.
Yeah, it's like the basketball player who's in your coaching. No, yes.
Yeah.
You know, about to take a bad shot. No, yes.
It's like Bill used to say, right? Like, so say you get a reach block is when, say I'm lined up on the left side of the football.
Okay.
Right hand on the ground, right?
Right.
I'm lined up and shaded to the, I got my helmet on the guard's.
Yeah.
And the guard is the guy right next to the center, to the right of the center. And I got my helmet on the guard's shoulder pad. A reach block would be one where he's coming to reach me. So he's trying to get on my outside shoulder so the balls can get out in that B gap. Now, if I decide, hey, I know this is coming, I'm going to spike into this A gap and try to go make the play in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do that. Right. But if you do it, mm-hmm. you better make the play.
Right.
That's what Bill used to say. Or like a back, like remember J.J. Watt used to backdoor things, right?
Sure.
So like he'd be like lined up inside the tackle, let the tackle just run down and run behind him, you know? You shouldn't do that. But if you do, you better make the play.
Somebody on the text line said Hugh Jackson, the former Browns coach. Hey, hey, KJ, did you see Hugh Jackson pretending to be Deion Sanders the other day in his recruiting weekend? Did you see that video? It was awful. Oh, my God. It was the most cringeworthy stuff ever. Hugh Jackson, like, brought a car out onto the field because CU did it. He actually had, like, a bunch of Louis suitcases that were just empty because CU did it. They hate us because they ain't us, baby. We coming. Do you like that?
That's what he said?
No, that's not what he said, but that's... You should have seen... It was so cringy, the stuff
Why is he trying to copy...
Because that's...
He's like, oh, this is what all the young folk like.
Where the hell is he?
This is what all the kids like. This is what the kids are saying now.
He's at Grambling State. He's at Grambling State right now. I remember watching the video and going, oh, Hugh, this is a rough look, buddy. Rough look for you, Jackson.
How much money do you think they got to pay?
Not much. Not much. And certainly don't have the swag.
What kind of NIL money can they produce?
Speaking of Prime, Mike Zimmer's on his way to Boulder to join the staff.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Officially.
Yeah, officially. Right, we'd heard that before.
I'm excited to see what happens up there, man. I really am. The next couple of years are going to be really, really interesting.
Time of our lives. No matter what.
I mean, if you're going to school there right now, mm-hmm. you better like sign me up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be lit up there.
It's going to be a party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a... We're back, basically.
They're going to be back. Well, they're going to be back competing.
Of course.
At least. It's not like, oh, no, like...
No, the vibe
is... I guess I'll go to the game. No, it's going to be... I'm going to camp out for this game.
And now you can actually go out after wins. Like, you know, it was like, hey, man, what are we going to do tonight? I don't know. We just got our asses kicked by 50 points.
You're not going to get the field rush for one win.
Right. We just rushed the field against a two-win Cal team. What are we going to do now?
They're going to be rushing the field when they win, you know.
Big game, USC.
Big time game.
USC, that'd be huge. By the way, the Brady brand.
They have the best cornerbacks in college football.
Two of the top 10 all-time rated cornerback recruits are coming to Boulder.
It's insane.
It's going to be sick to watch. Cormani McClain and Travis Hunter.
I'm excited to see his son play quarterback, man.
Me too.
I think it's going to be...
Oh, Shador? He can sling it a little bit.
I know he can.
You know, the one thing about Shador when I was watching those Jackson State games the last few games of the year and then kind of went back watching his highlights, the one tell to me about college quarterback is can you make the 15-yard out to the sideline on a rope?
Yeah.
Can you put it... That's a really hard throw to make in college.
That's what I want to see.
He can do it. Like, legit, he can put it there. Oh,
he puts it on the money.
On the money.
Plus, there's video out at CU now of him doing that same thing. And, I mean, those receivers are like, by the time they snap their head around,
he's right
the ball is like right on them.
I mean, he's getting
trapped. And I like the way he handles himself.
Me too.
He don't take no...
Mm-hmm.
Gator don't play no...
By the way,
he ain't never been out.
I mean, he's getting coached by Tom Brady. Brady has been coaching him for years. And actually, the Brady brand, and here's a little free press for you, Tom. I know you're hurting for it. The Brady brand, I guess, just dropped at Dick's Sporting Goods. And there were two models in the exhibit, like in the exhibit. Gosh, what am I looking? Display. In the display at the front of the store, there were two pictures. One was Tom Brady. One was Shador Sanders. That's how much he thinks of this kid. Like, he's got him promoting his brand.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. I can't wait to see Tom Brady strolling through Boulder. Me and Tom hanging out. I'm going to find that video. I'm going to find him. I'm going to find him in Boulder. See if he wants to be my buddy.
Like,
he's going to be like, who the hell are you? Get the hell away from me. Security!
Yeah.
Hey, what about here on the text line, we're talking about all of these mystery men candidates because we had Kliss on with us earlier, and we were asking Kliss about the state of the coaching search because it seems to me, and it's pretty obvious, that Penner's scrambling. It's a bit panic mode over there at Dove Valley. They can tell you it's not.
Listen, dude, these guys are – you think they panic?
I think they don't know what to do.
$78 billion.
Okay, maybe I should restate my...
They're not panicking, all right? Us peasants can walk around here panicking.
We're panicked.
They're not panicked.
I'm just telling you, if you don't hire a coach soon, you've got Carolina who's making a hire. I bet you Arizona does here in the next couple of days. If it's Brian Flores down there, we'll see. Maybe VJ down there. Hey, is VJ sleeper candidate to come back here?
No.
Round two.
Run it back. Run it back. Listen.
That's extreme.
I loved VJ as a player. Loved him.
Super nice guy.
No control.
None.
They wouldn't let him do anything.
Right.
And it was, I thought that was like, you did him such an injustice, man. Like, I think it'd be great to see him get another opportunity.
I thought he was going to get the Arizona job. I really did. They might love him down there. And he still might. Yeah, he still might.
Maybe Sean Payton got that vibe, and that's why he was like, oh, I better apologize. That's the Broncos for saying that about Condi. I don't want her mad at me. She was a bulldog.
For saying that about Condi. He didn't say anything about Condi. We just think.
I know. Well, what's the difference? That's what these guys are doing, putting out fake news nonstop.
That's true.
So we're just reporting on the fake news.
Well, that's why I say believe none of what you hear.
Sean Payton has dinner.
Half of
gets
what
a
you
text
see.
Through the proper channels, the legal channels from Russell Wilson.
So Jim Caldwell, the other thing that Kliss told us is that Jim Caldwell is not their backup plan. That's what he said.
Somebody said Broncos' first female head coach, Oprah. Maybe as an owner.
I like it.
By the way, I was in Turks and Caicos one time, and I saw her and Bruce Willis have a couple mansions next to each other down there on their own island.
I bet they do. Can I one-up your Oprah story?
Yes.
Where I grew up in Chicago, she grew up in the building across the street. She had the penthouse of the building across the street. And when I was a little boy, my grandmother used to take me out to the playground, and we used to see her and her bodyguard running around the track.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Super nice person. You'd never recognize it was Oprah if you just saw her on the street.
Never. Well, it's always like that.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was at a
She puts
Starbucks.
Another face on for public, KJ.
I was at a Starbucks in Delray down in Florida, and Robert Downey Jr. walked in, and I just didn't even recognize him. My buddy was like, that was Robert Downey Jr. And I was like,
what?
He was like looking at me like, who's this freak, you know?
I love that. I love the random celebrity sighting, and you're just, it's like when I saw Randy Johnson in a Starbucks in Arizona. I'm like, that's Randy Johnson.
Guy killed a bird.
One of the best left-handed pitchers of all time.
He was left-handed?
Kidding.
I knew that.
Someone says, do you think Sean Payton is sticking it out for Miami? Derek, after trying to weasel his way, backdoor his way there last year with Tom Brady, do you think Stephen Ross still has the door cracked for Sean Payton in Miami and Mike McDaniel can bring his jewel here? KJ's
you know
laughing.
What?
That took KJ.
You know what?
There.
I don't hate the idea of getting Mike McDaniel here.
Oh, it'd be badass. Oh my gosh.
Because I think that he could definitely get Russ's confidence way back.
Hell yes.
You know? Because I know that he actually he's confident, but you better believe he's got some doubt creeping in after that season.
Should we pay for like a plane? You know those planes that fly around with the messages behind them? Should we start the Fire McDaniel campaign in Miami to get him
and
to
have it
Denver?
Running up A1A?
I love it.
Have it flying above A1A the whole way?
We'll rent out some billboard trucks where we'll just put it Fire Mike McDaniel. Bring us Peyton.
So when Andy Reid was in Philly, there was a Fire Andy Reid sign at like a used car dealership. Jason Kelce got out of his car and went and ripped it down.
we own some properties up in Boulder.
Oh, you got some property.
Got a little property up there, but you got a little property. That wasn't the point. When people try and
rent those out to college kids?
No, I'm not actually. It's a good idea.
These are high end places.
Yeah, high end places. But whenever you see like the political signs and it doesn't matter who it's for. Just get that off my property. I don't care who it's for. I don't care what party you're promoting. But more than anything for me, it's the people who try and promote their business, you know, just like, you know, 20% off sale. I started putting them in a pile by the dumpster, and one day they got moved and they were all back out on the lawn. I showed up at the business. I opened the door. Swear to God, true story. Opened the door, threw them all inside and left.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
It's like Kramer with the Pottery Barn catalog.
You should have pooped on the floor in there.
I didn't.
Assert your dominance.
I should have. Is that what you would have done? Is that what you would have done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm a dog.
Turds get flushed.
Thanks, Zach. I appreciate it. That's a great insight from Zach by there. As it pertains to this Broncos coaching search, Derek, I can't lie to you. Like, I am not highly concerned about what's happening at this point. I think it looks really bad for them. I think it looks really bad.
I don't think so.
No?
I think that they're being patient. They're doing their due diligence. Mm. They're not going to jump into something.
If you wait too long, everybody's going to be gone.
Well, let them go.
My bigger concern...
It wasn't meant to be.
And I'll tell you, my bigger concern as far as waiting too long is the assistant coaching pool.
That is the one thing... You're right, though. That is a...
It's a big one.
But... Yeah, because those guys are getting nervous, too, right? They're like, I'm bird in the hand, right? That's like, I'm not going to wait around for something that might be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're starting to see Ben Johnson go back to Detroit. I mean, obviously, he was talked about as a head coach. Dan Quinn go back to Dallas. But some of these other guys, Zach Robinson, passing game coordinator for the Rams, interviewing for the OC job in Baltimore alongside Justin Houghton. But Zach Robinson, that's a guy. I mean, hey, look, are you trying? What? And there's another thought, actually. Let's pin this for the other side of the break. I'm going to throw this curveball at you, this scenario, that I think could actually be realistic. We'll dive into it next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. Telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
Championship.
Hold on, wait a minute. I can hear you, but I can't see you. Where is he?
It's championship weekend in the NFL. You have that audio? KJ, did you grab it in just a sec? All right, so we've got two games we got to talk about here, Derek. We've got San Francisco and Philly, which should be a knockdown, drag-out brawl. I'm looking forward to that.
We got two great games going.
Really great games. But there's something that I think is going to factor into this weekend, and it's how much-ish Cincy's talking. Cincy is talking serious trash.
They got the best quarterback in the league.
Fine, but the bulletin board material that they're putting up for Patrick Mahomes.
Give me an example.
They're calling it Burrowhead.
Oh.
Everyone is calling it Burrowhead. Openly. Openly. They're calling it Burrowhead.
Well, he's owned them.
He has. He has. But they still have to go into that house where they had him down 21-7.
And he's banged up, though.
He is banged up. Although I saw
ankle sprain.
I saw a video of him at practice. He looked fine.
Oh, come on. He looked fine. He looked fine just trotting around.
Just trotting around?
Just trotting around. That's it.
Okay. We're getting things loaded here. We're getting things loaded up here.
Okay.
So, the reason I'm telling you, here's bulletin board material. You ready for this? So, during the break, I pulled this up. This is from the mayor of Cincinnati. Is that right? The mayor of Cincinnati. Okay. They're going to get their asses kicked.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test, confirming whether or not he's his father.
Oh!
Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win.
How about this?
Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny,
right here,
by officials to take a paternity test, confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now, therefore, I, Aftab Durval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati.
That is awesome.
They're going to get their asses kicked. That's
how we talk in a nasty.
No, stop. Stop it.
That's how we talk to you in a nasty.
That's how we talk to you?
Hey, I'm your daddy.
I'm your daddy. That's what he just did. The mayor
said they had to take a paternity test.
The Cincinnati mayor has stated officials are asking for QB Joseph Burrow to take a paternity test to confirm he is Mahomes' father. Bro, I'm just telling you right now, I don't care if Mahomes can barely limp around. I don't care if they have to amputate his leg before the game. If you talk this kind of trash, better get ready for a street fight. This is all bulletin board material. If you were in that KC locker room right now and you heard they were talking about Burrowhead and you knew that you gave up the 21-7 lead in the playoffs, in the championship game last year, and you're hearing all this Burrowhead talk, are you not ready to go kick somebody's teeth in?
Yeah, you could be ready all you want.
Okay. You're not buying the Chiefs this weekend.
I'm not, dude.
Your boy Travis.
I know. As much as I'd love to see the Kelce Bowl,
I just think Joe Burrow
is just on a terror.
Richie, I might pull out the golden hammer.
And it's
for
not
Chiefs
just Joe Burrow.
Staff.
His supporting staff is phenomenal. Great running game.
And Cincy?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a great running back.
I got you. No, they do. They got two of them that can produce.
Yeah.
In Mixon and Pirine.
Yep.
How do you see this game going? I mean, outside of obviously now Cincinnati pouring gasoline all over this fire.
You know what, dude? All season long, I didn't take a stance, really. I just would kind of be back and forth on games. And mm-hmm. It could go this way, could go that way. But I think the Bengals are going to go in there and go to work.
Really? Even with all, they're going to back up all this talk? I'm him.
He
is right now.
Listen, dude. This dude's confidence is oozing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no stopping this guy right now. Have you seen the throws he makes? The guy threads the needle just over and over and over again.
He's a stud. You know what he has in him? I'm not even kidding.
He's got a little Montana.
I see a little PFM. A little upstairs. He can see the field. He doesn't make the wrong reads. He's always putting the ball where it needs to be and never puts his team in a bad position. I think he's really good. And apparently he's got a new son.
Mahomes has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father.
You are the father.
They're going to get their asses kicked. I'm going to hammer Chiefs first half money line. I'm going to hammer Chiefs first half. Are you kidding? You can't talk this type of smack heading into a game of this magnitude.
And not win. You got to win.
Bro, you got to win now.
Dude, anybody from Cincy, send me some Skyline. Because I'm chugging that chili.
A little chili? Yeah, you big chili
guy? Give me some spaghetti and some diarrhea. That's what that Skyline is.
Looks like a big bowl of mess. That's exactly what it is. All right, so you got Bengals.
4 a.m., though.
I bet it is. It's just a bunch of sustenance. When all you need is to soak it all up. Skyline chili hits the spot. I'll tell you, I think this will be...
Make it a four-way.
I think this will be a really good game. I really do. But if you talk this type of smack, I have no choice but to pick the Chiefs. The Bengals are coming into Arrowhead, and I get it. I get it. They won there last year, but Kansas City had them dead to rights before they messed up in the red zone. They were about to go up 28-7. Didn't Mahomes throw a pick in the red zone? That's how that game went last year, right? Halftime? Yeah. Mahomes gets picked in the end zone, and then it was all over from there. Cincinnati led a wild comeback. I just would be very careful talking about it like this. This is the most bulletin board material I've ever seen for a championship game in the NFL.
Travis Kelce's added to the injury list.
Ooh.
With a back injury.
From carrying them all year? I mean, really? What did he have, 14 catches last week, 17 targets?
14 catches for 98 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he carried them. I mean, and that's the thing. Without Tyreek Hill, they are missing that element of, you know, that dynamic offense, which is part of the reason why I don't know how much of Mahomes' injury is going to play a factor. They're already taking the underneath stuff. They're already taking the quick game, getting the ball out fast. And I think that's one thing that Collinsworth pointed out on the broadcast last week that was very apt, is the one thing you don't see Mahomes doing typically, unless it's designed into the play, is get rid of the ball fast because he's always trying to make a bigger, better play, extend the play, and make some magic, right? And now Kansas City forced to just dink and dunk their way. Good luck, Cincy. I'm just telling you, you're going to come in there talking like that? You come in there talking like that, Derek?
Dude, you're nuts, dude.
I'm nuts.
The Bengals are going to go in there and win. That's just what they're going to go in there and just kick some ass.
Just
that's
like they did in Buffalo in the snow.
They are feeling it, right?
Burrow looked great, man. I mean, dude, Burrow looked as good as anybody.
They just handled them.
They did. But the
Bills, made a statement, really.
The Bills were asking to get handled all year.
Why are you? They how can you not be it. High on the Bengals?
Oh,
right
I
now?
Am. I am high on Joe Burrow.
Then why are you talking Joe Burrow? But what about the Bengals as a team?
They're banged up defensively.
Yeah, but so,
I'm just telling
you. Dude, I just told you the Chiefs have their two best players are banged up.
I understand. I've seen Mahomes go out there and do it injured before. So that, to me, that doesn't deter me. And then
dude, I'm telling you, dude.
You like that?
They're going to hit him. They're going to hit that ankle. Listen, he can trot around all day. That's fine. But when he's got to stop fast, change direction fast, he's going to be feeling it.
Kansas City will have to run the football as effectively as they did against Jacksonville, against Cincinnati, and that's going to be an issue for them.
I think so.
Isaiah Pacheco had almost 100 yards last week?
Yeah, seventh-round rookie, too.
Yeah, Cecil Lammy on our airwaves was pounding for him in the fifth round. I was on the air with him on draft day. He's like, Pacheco, the Broncos had him in here for a top 30 visit. Nope.
Let me finish!
Nope. Didn't draft
him. He must have had some...
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He must have had some off-field issues.
I don't know. George Payton also, took Montrell Washington in the fifth round, so.
But we'll keep that guy around.
Cecil for GM 2023. We'll be back. We'll preview the NFC Championship game next.
Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
On the text line, but hold on.
Fight this.
Sings this, Derek. Quick.
Sorry.
Think about it.
Fight this feeling anymore.
Did something happen?
Yeah, I did.
You good?
Okay.
REO.
Yes.
Speedwagon. Somebody on the text line says, since he needs to quit poking the damn bear, and I don't want the damn Chiefs to win as a lifer Bronco.
Quit being scared. That's why no one will remember your name.
It doesn't matter what trash you talk. And, of course, we're just talking about the Cincinnati mayor coming out.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
From the official account saying that Joe Burrow needs to take a paternity test to determine whether or not he's Patrick Mahomes' father.
Is it the current mayor?
Current mayor.
Did you know Jerry Springer was a mayor in Cincinnati?
That is crazy.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Jerry Springer lived in my grandparents' building when I was growing up. Super nice guy.
Nice.
Swear to God.
When I was there... And with the Bearcats, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson would come.
I love it. Oh, Jessica Simpson? Back in those days?
Nah.
What?
Wasn't impressed. I wasn't.
Man. These boots are made for walking? Music video? Nothing? It was nothing for you.
Yeah, music, you can church anything out. You can... Mm. Listen, dude.
I don't know.
You can shine a turd up.
Wow!
Still a turd.
That's brutal. J Simp was, she was elite. Agree to disagree. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Demi Moore.
Mm.
And striptease.
Yeah.
I watched that at a young age.
Demi or Demi?
I don't know. I don't care.
Didn't matter. All right, so we got to preview this NFC Championship game before we get out of here. So we talked about the Chiefs and how I think the Chiefs might just end up smacking the Bengals because the Bengals are calling it Burrowhead. Although I do believe in Joe Burrow, and I actually tweeted, and I've been saying this for a while, that if you wanted to call Joe Burrow the best quarterback in the NFL, you wouldn't have a conclusive argument yet, but you would be in the conversation. He's a star.
Well, when he wins this weekend, you will.
And you have. And, well, I think you need a ring to solidify that argument,
yeah.
My opinion. And those are two big wins. I mean, there are two big games he's going to have to win against two really good opponents. And if they
that's the way it goes if you want to win a Super Bowl.
All right, so Philly, San Fran, talk to me.
We had to win. But we won the Super Bowl to beat the Steelers.
No question.
We had to beat the Patriots twice, then the Steelers,
just
then
like,
the number one offense in the league with the MVP.
R.I.P. Mamba, just like Kobe said. Job finished. Job's not finished.
Job's not finished.
Job's not finished. All right, San Francisco, Philly. Your boy Jason Kelce playing host to the 49ers. Future Texans head coach, their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, this is.
I didn't say his name.
Yeah, I didn't say his name.
It's been you realize that like the past hour, I haven't said his name.
You haven't said it.
He may not be even
in the running anymore.
Exactly. So why say it? Yeah, exactly. So why say it? All right, San Francisco, Philly. Brock Purdy trying to become the first ever rookie quarterback to reach the Super Bowl.
Man, that would be wild.
Or second to Brady.
First a rookie.
Right. No, you're right. No, that's my bad. So first ever, because the four in the mix, Roethlisberger made a championship game in 2004, Sean King with the Buccaneers in 1999, Sanchez in 2009 with the Jets, and Flacco in 2008. But they never made the Super Bowl.
So he wasn't Mr. Irrelevant.
Right. I mean, he's already the lowest drafted quarterback ever to win a playoff game.
Here's the question. If he does go win a Super Bowl, you know he hasn't taken his Mr. Irrelevant Disney World trip.
What do you mean?
You know, the Disneyland trip that they take?
Right, yeah,
for the Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he wins the Super Bowl, does he just
Hold on. You take a trip as Mr. Irrelevant? I thought you win the Super Bowl and like, where are you going? I'm going to Disneyland.
Well, no, they give you a trip if you win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's badass.
But they also give you a trip down there for Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So he hasn't taken that yet.
That is dope.
So do you just like double up the time down there? Or?
I don't know. That's a lot of Disney.
Or do you just like... Listen, dude. If I'm coming, I'm just going to combine the two. I want like the max.
Right. I want everything. The whole package.
I want front of the line. All right.
The fast pass.
I want the real fast pass. Because
right. The
fast pass
tour.
There. I don't know if you've been on the fast pass down there, but it's phony.
Lately. Yeah. Well, lately it didn't used to be. It didn't used to be, but now it is.
It's fugazi.
Now you need like a $2,500 VIP host to actually get to the front of the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, otherwise you do what? Like two rides a day.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I like waited for 5 hours for one ride at Avatar Land.
I got a great Disney story. I'll save it for next week. But San Francisco, Philly, championship weekend, who you got? And why?
Philly.
Me too, be honest with you.
I think Philly's just a better team.
I got Philly.
And San Francisco's a great football team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Philly's going to do it.
There's something about
Philly. They have guys on that team that have done it before already. Mm-hmm. So.
I think Philly's going to win the Super Bowl.
I do, too.
I really do. I think they're the best team in the NFL.
I think they are.
Best defense. And they started to play like it
again.
Are
we going to see, like, a Jim Kelly situation with Joe Burrow?
That'd be brutal, man. Where he just never gets over like, the final hill.
The nasty natty just can't get...
I'd have a hard time... Boy, that would be a great Super Bowl. Philly-Cincy. I mean, Philly-KC, the Kelce Bowl, that'd be great, too.
Great, too, but I'd rather see...
Me, too.
Like, I just don't like Kansas City. I don't like Mahomes. That's nothing about him.
It's understandable. I heard him doing an interview talking about his kneecap getting dislocated, and
that
I
was
like,
me.
That's Derek Wolf! Everybody...
I did call Travis after the game and say, hey, man, tell him I did not mean to, like...
Do you ever see that interview he did talking about it?
No.
He's like, all my teammates were like, oh, my God.
We were all like, oh.
Yeah, he was like, my kneecap was literally in my shin.
It was disgusting.
I bet it was. All right,
I was like, that's
Philly
what you
too.
Did for trying to run a QB sneak over here.
All right, you got Philly Cincy, and I got Philly KC, because you don't talk about the king
Dude,
like that.
You're just doing a disagree. You know Cincinnati's going to win that game.
It's going to be a great one. Where are you watching?
I think they're going to kick Casey's butt. I think it's going to be a butt kicking.
Okay.
Where
are you watching the games? What's your setup?
Who knows? I don't know.
In the backwoods?
Yeah.
Stalking a lion?
No, I'll be here, but who knows?
Stalking a lion?
I got kids, man. It's like, I'm going to have to, in between Paw Patrol and.
That's right. Catch a play here and there. Well, I'll see you Monday, because D-Mac is still on the prowl for D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, he's out there.
Oh, shoot! I almost did it, dude. Denver Sports Station, 104.3. The Fan, it's Will and James. James? Yeah. But James at home, isn't he? That lazy son of a...
Changes it every day. Says it doesn't matter. Faces are loaded and Casey's at bat. Playing it play by play. Time to change the batter. And we We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.